Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Rick Newman back on the show. Rick is the columnist for Yahoo Financial, outstanding writer, very smart guy, the author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. He's our good friend Rick Newman. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Good to be with you.
Hey, Rick, one of the things that's been very interesting recently, but especially in the last few months, has been the hue and cry by all the different organizations who are trying to get out of Obamacare, including Congress, including the unions, including the IRS, and et cetera, et cetera. But out here on Main Street, we don't have any of those exemptions. All we have are our wits and options. We do have options to deal with Obamacare. And you wrote an article recently about how restaurants are shrugging off Obamacare. I want you to talk to us about that.
Sure. This is based on a forecast based on a lot of surveys of restaurant owners and chains and things like that conducted by this company called People Report. And what they found is absolutely restaurants are planning to get some changes to accommodate Obamacare. First of all, a lot of them still don't know exactly what they're going to have to do, but they think they are going to do exactly what some people have been warning is going to happen, which is to substitute more part-time workers for full-time workers because they won't have to provide benefits for the part-time workers.
Right.
And that their costs for health care will go up, and they will probably pass those costs on to consumers through increases in menu prices. That's what they say they're going to do. They haven't really done it yet.
And don't forget the new technology they're going to buy, too. That's an option we didn't have years ago. Now, down to the smallest local diner, they have technology they can buy that cuts out employees.
That's right. So, and you know, restaurants are interesting because they fall squarely into the target zone for Obamacare. Most of them have more than 50 employees, so
right,
they're not exempt from the law. But they're not big enough where they have a benefit program for hundreds or thousands
mm-hmm.
of people, and they can spread the costs around. So, and we've also heard some scary warnings from a few restaurant owners who have said, "Oh my God, this is going to upend business." So that's one thing that's going to happen with restaurants. But then on the other hand, the same group said, you know, 2014 is going to be a pretty good year for restaurants. They said, we think that pay is going to go up. This is what the restaurants themselves are saying. We're going to be able to raise pay a little bit. We're going to be able to add bonuses that we had to take away a few years ago for managers and things like that. And they're expecting revenues and profits to go up starting maybe by next year. It's been a tough time for the restaurant industry for the last 5 years. They're saying,
mm-hmm.
despite these changes for Obamacare, the restaurant industry looks like it might have a pretty good year next year. So what you see happening, I think, Jim, is that businesses are saying, yeah, we're going to have to deal with this new problem, new regulation and stuff, but that's what we do as a business. We just
mm-hmm.
we just take what comes, we figure out how to deal with it, and we're still going to figure out how to make money. So that is kind of the takeaway from this forecast for the restaurant industry.
Well, and not only the restaurant industry, but other industries out on Main Street, Rick, because you know when Obamacare was always going to be an issue and a challenge for businesses. But as long as we have options, as long as they don't regulate and legislate options away from us, the businesses are going to find a way to make it, even if that includes passing along increased prices to our customers. But the people who are going to take it on the chin on this, I think, and it's looking more and more like this, are the people that Obamacare was supposed to help, and that's the regular folks, the employees.
I think, you know, Jim, there is evidence that that's likely to happen, and it's mostly the people who will get in this trap where they might have to go from full-time to part-time. And a lot of people won't even know it because here's what companies, I mean, you know, there's been so much speculation about what will happen that it's hard to know. We're finally seeing some actual planning for it since part of it is about to go into effect. And companies are saying, you know, we don't think we're going to change our existing employees. We're not going to take full-time employees we have on staff now and say, oh, now I have to work part-time. Although that could happen, I suppose, in isolated mm-hmm. cases. What they will do is when they hire new employees, they just won't hire as many full-timers.
Right.
And they're going to they might try to have three part-timers rather than two full-timers or something like that.
But expect to see more technology in your face on Main Street. Just
that's
technology is going to come out of the it's going to come out of the back room. It's going to be out front where you're being waited on.
Probably, and that's happening already. I think we're actually getting close to understanding what the limits of technology are, at least in some areas. I mean,
yeah.
Here's one thing that's happening, Jim. More retail places are developing like automated ordering systems.
Oh yeah, the kiosks and everything. Yeah, absolutely. By the
I'm
way,
I'm not sure that's going to go over so well.
By the way, got to take a quick break, folks. Don't forget, you got to go to the Department of Labor if you're a small business, even under 50 employees, and check in with Obamacare.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.